worship. Deuteronomy chapter 8. And we began a few weeks ago, a couple of weeks ago, on the theme that we called natural food and spiritual food. And it says here, so he humbled you, talking about the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness, and allowed you to hunger. What's the reason for God making them to hunger? It is so that he might make you know. This is the purpose, that you will know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You know, we've already looked at this to say that. I want you to notice that word alone. That word alone lets you know that there are two types of food. Amen. There is the natural food and there is the spiritual food. And what happens is that if you do not know God, if you're not aware of God, even people who know God, they are only concerned about natural food only. This is what it means by alone. That is, even though natural food is very beneficial to our flesh, to our body, but that's not all of it. There is another kind of food that supersedes the natural food. There's another kind of food that goes beyond the natural food. Why? Because you're feeding your flesh, but you're not just your flesh. You are a spirit. So as long as you're feeding the flesh only, you are depriving your spirit of the energy that it needs. Because food is parallel, both in the natural and in the spiritual. You know, the benefits are kind of parallel, but it is weightier in the spiritual. So he makes them realize, he's using the natural, that the reason I rain down manna to you, the purpose of it, and I caused you to hunger, because they were hungry, weren't they? You see, you can't desire food if you're not hungry. So hunger is a blessing, praise God. Amen. So God got them hungry, and when they picked up the manna was not the main reason. God was not desiring just to fill their natural need and physical need. God's plan is that every time they see manna, they will think of the spiritual. And that's why he brought manna from heaven. I said last Friday that God could have turned stones to manna for them. You know, do you know actually what manna means? What manna means? It means, what is this? What is this? Because as soon as God rained down manna, they said, what is this? But it was actually like flakes and wafers. And the Bible also said that every time they ground it, it was like oil. There was oil that came out of it. Amen. So there were so many nutrients in that manna. Nutrients, lots of nutrients. But God was saying, every time you come out to pick the manna, you've got to remember that you don't live by this manna alone. There's another food that you've got to desire. Praise God. And we also know that our Lord Jesus, when the devil tempted him to turn stone into bread, what did he say? Man shall not live by bread alone. So Jesus recognized that there is another kind of food that is more prominent, more powerful, more consequential than physical and natural food. Praise God. So what is it? To be conscious that there is another food. Be conscious of it. Because that's when you get your total satisfaction in life. Let's go to John chapter 4 and look at this account of the woman that Jesus met at the well. We're not going to read all the verses, but you can go home and read that. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink. So Jesus met the woman at the well and said, give me water to drink. And you know, the woman said to him, but you are not a Samaritan, you're a Jew. And we know we don't associate. Why would you ask me to give you water to drink? So Jesus said, if you knew who is asking you, give me water to drink, you will have asked him and he will have given you what? Living water. Can you see throughout scripture, in fact, throughout the New Testament, you see our Lord Jesus bringing people to the awareness that there's more to life than the natural. Because a lot of people in this life, all they pursue is the natural, the physical, what they can see. you know, what the five senses can appreciate. What are the five senses? Young people, you're here. The sense of what? Sight, hearing, touch, taste, and smell. Wonderful. You passed the test. Hallelujah. You know, so what happens is that there is another dimension beyond the physical dimension. There's another realm. You know, even science is discovering those other realms. So science does not, you know, it's not disproving God. Science is discovering what God has already put in place. Amen. Amen. They are trying to catch up. And until Christ returns, they will never catch up. We've got it in the book. There is another dimension beyond what you can touch and feel and taste. So Jesus said, you will have asked him. He will have given you living water. Now, this woman has been coming to the well. All she does all her life is natural food, physical requirements. And she comes every day. She keeps taking that. Let's go on. Verse 11. The woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with. What is she still thinking? What is she thinking? Natural. And you know, this woman believed in God. She's one of those who, there are many people today who believe in God, but they are starving their spirits. And a lot of the deficiencies that we have in life is linked to the deficiency of the malnourishment, or the, what's the one, malnourishment is if you don't eat well. What's the one that you don't, the starving of the spirit, starvation. And so she believes, she knows God, and says, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Hallelujah. Next verse, verse 12. Are you greater than our father? Now, I want you to notice, if you read the chapter that we talked about this week, which is John chapter 6, and we also read it last Friday, this is the same kind of engagement Jesus was having with the people who he fed with five loaves and two fishes. They came to him, they wanted more loaves of bread. They wanted more fishes, and Jesus said to them that they should not labor for the food that perishes. Everything that is physical, everything that is of this world has its limitation, has an end, but there is something that has no end. So he says to the woman, are you great? The woman said, are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well? Where are you going to get your own water from? Are you greater than Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself? So she's trying to prove, you know, many times when we are brought the word of God, we still try to hang on to our philosophies, our ideas, our natural, because that's the only thing we know. That's the only way we have worked all our lives. But you see, when something better comes, you've got to grab it with both arms. Hallelujah. Yeah. So she said, the one we have, she begins to tell the story of this well. A couple of thousand years ago, Jacob built this well, and he handed it to us. Even Jacob drank from it. Are you greater than Jacob? And as well as his sons and his livestock. Verse 13. Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will do what? Will thirst again. Do you know that everything you get in this world, you continue to long for it? There's a craving. You keep craving and you're never satisfied. Name one thing that you find in this world that satisfies. Nothing. Amen? And this is what actually takes to greed, isn't it? That's what leads a lot of people to greed. That's what leads to stealing. That's what leads to murder. Because people are not satisfied. Young people, you're here, listen to me. Nothing in this world will satisfy. It is after the spiritual has satisfied you, that's when you can fully enjoy the physical. Amen? You can enjoy it with peace, with contentment. But if you keep pursuing natural bread alone, you see, man shall not live by bread alone. It doesn't say you don't, part of your life is not living by bread, but not alone. You've got to be aware, you've got to be conscious of another kind of food. Praise God. You don't live by going to school alone, getting an education alone. getting a master's and a PhD alone. There are people who have pursued it and their life is empty because they are doing it alone. Don't pursue money alone because that's natural bread. Don't pursue position, post, and everything alone. Glory to God. I said glory to God. So Jesus is bringing a reality that this woman is not aware of. Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. Verse 14. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will do what? Will never thirst. That is, once you drink it, you are made. Hallelujah. Nothing will move you anymore. You know, when Apostle Paul says, I have learned both to be full and what? And to be without. How can you learn it to be full and be without? And then he went on to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Because in my spirit, I am already full. I've got satisfaction. So what happens on the outside does not determine what's going on in my life. Praise God. Otherwise, if you don't feed the spirits, the outside will always determine the outcome of your life. What you see will determine the outcome of your life. What you touch, what you feel, what you taste, you only live by that. And that's a miserable life. Thank God there is another life in Christ Jesus. Amen. So he says, I shall give him, but the water that I shall give him will become in him. In her. This water that comes in, see, as the word of God is coming to you now, is going in you. You may not know it, it is doing something so powerful in you. He said it will become in him a fountain of water. Glory to God. That it's going to be a well. That just springing. It's bubbling. So everything that you see, do you know the food you eat, the benefit of the food you eat depends on what the food contains, isn't it? So if you have carbohydrates, what do you get? Get energy. Amen. There are how many food groups, main food groups? There are five of them. What are they? Carbohydrates, protein, fats, and fruit and veg. Did you mention fruit and veg? And under fruit and veg, you have five a day. Amen. You don't know that. You know you are supposed to be having five a day, minimum. And that's 80 grams of fruits and vegetables each. So that's about 400 grams minimum a day. That's minimum. I think in some countries, they actually do 10 a day. So what I'm trying to say is that why are they asking you to take all those things? Why are they saying five of fruit and veg? It's what it contains. Now, the water that Jesus is giving contains something. And so if you take it in, everything it contains will flow in your body. And it contains something. You see, Jesus said, this one, you will not thirst again. You will not feel unsatisfied. You will not feel lonely. You will not feel tired again because it's inside you and it is springing up. Glory to God. Unto everlasting life. Now I want you to, let's read, let's keep reading. So this woman is only aware of what? The natural food. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water. Now, this is I like this because it shows that many of us are really not conscious of this spiritual food. Just like those other people, Jesus told them about the bread from heaven, the true bread from heaven. They said, Lord, give us this bread always. You see, if everybody was conscious of natural food, nobody would miss church. Spiritual food, sorry. No one will miss church. Because you know you're coming to church to get what? Spiritual food. Your spirit must not be starved. Your spirit is superior to your body. Your spirit dictates the outcome of your life. The health of your spirit determines your overall health in life. The health of everything that concerns you. Hallelujah. You know, the studies we are doing, going to school and everything, will only make sense if your spirit has been fed. Amen. The work you are going to will only make sense if your spirit has been fed. If your spirit is not fed, you will just join the rat race. Do you know that people have been working before you were born? And they will continue to work after we have left. Amen. So your work is not a big deal. What is a big deal is the one that will last forever, that will not perish. So the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water that what? I may not thirst, nor come here to draw." She's still thinking natural. Now, let's see. Jesus changes the picture now. Let's go on. Jesus said to the woman, "Go and call your husband." And now, the woman said, "Give me." He could have continued to explain to her. Do you know that? He could have said, "No, what I mean is not this one in the well. The one I mean is the one that I, you know, to try and..." But Jesus didn't explain. He said, "Go and call your husband and come here." You know what Jesus is bringing out? She's saying, all of your drinking of water, all of your laboring, all the years of your life, it has not been able to fix many areas of your life. You understand what I'm saying? But there is the water that will fix that aspect. So, go and call your husband and come here. Verse 17. The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Amen. She's very truthful. And Jesus said it. Jesus said to her, "You have well said, I have no husband." But let's go on. "For you have had what? 5 husbands." Why would she have 5 husbands? She's not. Or they have not satisfied her. There's something she's looking for. Jesus is not condemning her. Jesus is making her realize that all of the running around in the world, all of the chasing of physical things will still make you wanting to crave more. Maybe the next one will do it. You know, I'm not so happy with the way I'm dressing. Maybe when I buy another suit, I'll feel good about myself. Then you get the next suit. You say, it's not the real one. I need a black one. From black, you go for a brown one. Then a blue one. Then you run out of colors and you're still not happy with yourself. Come on now. Young people today, they go on Facebook or maybe all, I don't know, I think most of them know Facebook is out of fashion now. Which one do you do? You have all this TikTok and all of that. And you know what people are doing is trying to look for ways to get as many likes as possible. Because the likes will determine their worth. Oh my God. If you get only one like, you are bigger than one like. You are bigger than a million likes. You are a child of the Most High God. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. It's only when you receive spiritual food into your spirit that you would not allow anything people do affect you. Praise God. See, you have had 5 husbands. So she's had the first one. Maybe the husband left. And you know, when in those that community, if you've had 5 husbands, even in our community today, if you met somebody in church and say, "I'm on my 5th husband," you say, "Look at that church." Do you know the kind of people that go to live in what? They marry 5 husbands. And the pastor allows it. You hear somebody walks into church and they tell you, "You know, I used to do this, I used to do that." From that day, that's the way you see them, isn't it? So this woman has been facing condemnation in the whole community. Now, natural food and all her effort has not been able to bring her acceptance. But she met spiritual life. Spiritual food will bring you acceptance. All this woman had was condemnation. Isolation. I've got here rejection. But when Jesus met her, She was accepted. Do you know what this woman did? She went into the village where they had rejected her. She went there, and everybody in the village came to meet Jesus. She became one of the greatest evangelists ever recorded in Scripture. Can you imagine? You win your whole village. You can imagine you go out there and bring the whole Farnham Common into church. What happened to her? I will give you water, living water that springs eternally, everlasting life. Hallelujah. So that's the food that we want. That's the food that we want. We want to feed on the Word of God. And that spiritual food is what? God's Word. God's Word. Let me just quickly, I know because of time, I looked at seven components of what natural food, you know, seven components of, they call it balanced diet. This is not mine. I got it from the BBC Bite Size website. BBC Bite Size website. Wow. That's it. So have you got it? So the seven components, is it components? And they are carbohydrates. What do they provide? Quick and efficient energy from carbohydrates. Proteins. They repair your proteins. Next one. Keep going. Proteins, okay? They repair growth and efficient... No. Is that? Okay? Of all the body tissues. This is what is happening. If you eat proteins, this is what happens. And fats provide energy, protect vital organs, and help prevent heat loss. Minerals, bone growth, strength, nervous system, red blood cells, immune system, vitamins, production of energy, the prevention of disease, and the working of the metabolism. Fiber, effective bowel function, and healthy digestion. Water helps carry the nutrients, so you need a lot of water. Amen. How many do you need a day? 8 liters a day. Wonderful. Wow. You're doing so well. Is it 2 liters? I was just copying. I was copying Arrow. 8 glasses. Okay. We've got to get our science right. Amen. So we need 8 glasses of water or fluids, and so but it helps to carry the nutrients and remove waste product. Now I want you to notice something. All of these that they do in your body, you don't see it. All you have to do is do what? Eat. The only qualification to be able to enjoy the benefits is to eat. That's the same with God's word. That's why Jesus said, I am this bread. That if you eat my flesh and drink my blood. Now you understand what he's trying to say. That is, you have to eat the word. You've got to take it in. To eat it means what? To take it in. And we wouldn't have time today, but we're going to be looking at on Sunday how you can take in the word of God. Because what happens with food? You put it into your mouth. Then what happens in your mouth? You chew. So what are the organs that are working there? Your teeth and the saliva. They chew it and they break it into small parts. And then it goes through, I like that word, esophagus. Amen. Then it goes in and it goes into the stomach. What happens in the stomach? It begins to process it and the body absorbs what it needs. The body absorbs what it needs. Same thing happens with God's word, and we will see it on Sunday. The way it goes in and the way it is processed. Did you hear the word that says that you shall do what? Meditate. Meditating is the stomach processing it. And processing it so that everything, if God talks about health, you can get it. If he talks about prosperity, you can get it. If he talks about joy, you can get it. And that's the way it works. So you have all of these things. All you have to do is to eat. Tell somebody, eat. It's important to eat. Hallelujah. I think most of us, you don't have to encourage us to eat. with the spiritual food that we need encouraging. We don't need encouragement with natural food. We don't need encouragement with that. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I just want to stop here because of time, but there are many benefits that spiritual food has that natural food will not be able to give. Now, I'll tell you one of them. Let me tell you one of them. Let's go to the second one I have here, the fruit of the Spirit. You know, you can't eat pasta and gain this fruit of the Spirit. And see, the moment I ate pasta, I became more loving and more caring. It's not going to happen. You can even get angry at the way the pasta is cooked. Praise God. So let's go to fruit of the Spirit. Go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Galatians 5, verse 22. So we're only going to be able to talk about just one of the benefit. We're going to talk about seven, because we mentioned seven of the natural food. We're going to mention seven benefits of spiritual food. And so Galatians 5, do you have it, 22? Glory to God. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, good. Now, listen, the fruit of what? The Spirit, not your body. Not your. You can feed your body all you want. You cannot bear this fruit. So this is something that is beyond. This is what we need for relationship. This is what we need for unity. This is what we need to have wonderful families. This is what we need, the fruit of the Spirit. And there's other six that will follow on Sunday. Hallelujah. Amen. Desire. Go for spiritual food. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Let's thank God for his word.